This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas, live in Denver. A former Fort Carson soldier was sentenced in federal court yesterday. That's after his drug arrest made national news as part of an immigration operation last year. CPR's Ben Marcus reports he pled guilty to a misdemeanor.
When Juan Gabriel Arona Rodriguez was arrested, it was originally framed by the Trump administration as part of a nationwide effort to stop illegal immigration and cartel activity. But in the end, he pleaded guilty to possession of cocaine and was sentenced to 2 years probation. In handing down the sentence, the federal judge noted it was unusual for a minor charge like this to generate front-page headlines. Arona Rodriguez's attorney argued that he has suffered enough with an other-than-honorable discharge from the Army, ending his career and potentially costing him access to veteran benefits despite serving multiple combat deployments. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Heavy rain earlier this afternoon across the Front Range has really slowed down this evening's commute. CDOT cameras show multiple roads with standing water, including I-25 near 6th Avenue. So if you're heading home in the Denver area or leaving for the weekend, you might want to push pause on that for now, or at least be really cautious about the route you take. There are reports online of localized flooding at different spots around the metro, including Hampton and Santa Fe. Meteorologists are urging people to stay off the roads if possible until these storms have passed. COTrip.org has the latest details. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.